This week it comes out of Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, and the lectionary has it as verses 1 through 8, but I don't like to take something out of context, because the way my Bible's laid out, it takes this little particular part here, and it breaks it again into another paragraph at verse 12. So I want to do Mark 13, verses 1 through 13, and this is where Jesus foretells the future. As Jesus was leaving the temple that day, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at these tremendous buildings. Look at these massive stones on the walls." Jesus replied, "These magnificent buildings will be so completely demolished that not one stone will be left on top of another." Later, Jesus sat down on the slopes of the Mount of Olives across from the valley from the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him privately and asked, "When will all this take place, and when will there be a sign ahead of time to show us when all this will be fulfilled?" Red Letter Edition, Jesus replied to verse 11, "Don't let anyone mislead you, because many will come in my name claiming to be the Messiah. They will lead many astray, and wars will break out near and far, but don't panic. Yes, these things must come, but the end will follow immediately. Nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other, and there'll be earthquakes in many parts of the world and famines. But all this will only be the beginning of horrors to come. But when these things begin to happen, watch out! You will be handed over to the courts and beaten in the synagogues. You will be accused before governors and kings of being my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. And the good news must first be preached to every nation. But when you are arrested and stand trial, don't worry about what to say in your defense. Just say what God tells you to. And then it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. May God add his blessings to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word." You know, you hear us talking about the synoptic gospels, meaning there's three gospels that are similar, Matthew, Mark, and in Luke. In Luke 21, Jesus tells basically the same story. Then also, it's laid out more in depth in Matthew 24. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his holy and precious word.